The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad you guys are here. And so thank you for joining me. I love you, appreciate you. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all those things. What do you know? What do you do in the holidays? The best thing you can possibly do is to ask God for your child spirit. If you don't have your child spirit, you're not going to feel your true sense of joy. So just ask God. Say, God, may I please have my child spirit? And so, and if you can piggyback off of this spiritual gift I'm getting, because I'm actually getting my child spirit right now. And so I see it coming down from Zion heaven, which is the highest heaven. Your child spirit can come down that lives in Zion heaven and can come down from that spot, from that place, from that geography, if you would. When that happens, you're going to feel a sense of joy that is freaky crazy. Dwayne Dunham, I already see you shining. I see you getting hot from that happening. And so I see that happening. You know, Pierce, I feel it in your heart and in your throat. Dwayne, yeah, so you could feel that, right? It just jumped in you really, really fast. You got him unmuted, you guys? Unmute yourself. There we go.
Yeah, I'm unmuted now. Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was instant.
And this is an instant thing. And the reason I'm making a big deal of it is because that's how instant it is. And so when you guys are all hung up and go, oh, ball humbug, I don't feel good and I'm not happy and I need a raise and I'm pissed off at the world, rather than doing all that stuff, ask for this child spirit that is a Zion heaven child spirit. If you notice, all of the spiritual gifts pretty much that I am doing these days is a Zion heaven spiritual gift. Now, a Zion heaven is a particular heaven. I didn't even know Zion heaven existed until I died with COVID 5 times. And every time I died, I went to this beautiful, incredible heaven made of all crystals, like these crystals in the background that I got right here. And so it was all made of crystal. And I'm like, whoa, this is a crazy place, and it was really different. And God was different. He acted different a little bit, and he was all buffed. There was a buffed God. Zion heaven has a buffed God. God's not like an older guy. He's like a real young God. And it's crazy, but it's a very physical heaven. Because it is a physical heaven, just like earth is a physical heaven, Zion heaven is a physical heaven. So when you get spiritual gifts from this show, when we're talking and I'm saying go up to Zion heaven, you're going to a physical heaven, which is a very different heaven than most of the heavens that are spiritual heavens. And so there is a difference. And so, but there's a new thing going on in one of the heavens. It's actually heaven number one. And so there's a new thing going on in heaven number one, and it's in. I only figured it out today, and I'm sharing it with you guys today. But I'm going to tell you about it. And Dwayne, I'm just going to walk you through this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This morning I was meditating, and I came out. I'm wrestling to meditate. Everybody's aggravating me, getting in my face, and I'm trying to run them off, But it's like I'm meditating and talking to God. And I look on my gift table and I see a castle. Okay. Well, I'm like, okay, it looks a little bit like the Disney castle. And a lot of God's homes are castles. Looks like Biltmore House, if you're familiar with that, here in North Carolina, one of the Vanderbilt houses. And so it's this, it looks like a Bavarian castle. And so I'm looking to figure out which castle it is. I realize it's heaven number one. When you first get to where you go, okay, you got through the 10 dimensions. Now you're going into the 10th dimension. When you read the book, Your Keys to Heaven, really simple. Read the book, guys, doing the meditations, and come on, do them again until it works. And then when you do that, you will find that you end up in this 10th heaven. The 10th heaven is the first heaven. The 10th heaven is a heaven you may see dolphins swimming. You may see. You're shaking your head like you've seen them. Yeah.
I see it every day, every morning. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so this meditation will bring you to the first heaven. When you get to the first heaven, your keys to heaven is the reason we named it that is because this is key to get to heaven. Once you get to the first heaven, you can get to all the heavens, you see, except Zion heaven. And I can get you to Zion heaven. I have that bridge ability to get you to Zion heaven. And that's all I've been doing since I figured out how to go there myself. And you don't even have to die. I died a few times. You don't even have to do that. You can just go to Zion heaven. And then you can get those spiritual gifts. So this, yeah, the dolphins look like that. It's pretty amazing because you get a lot from them when you're there. And so going to Zion heaven is amazing. Now, I meditated this morning. I saw this beautiful God castle, and on one end of it, it was dark. And I'm like, what is that? I've never seen any of God's houses darkened down. And I'm looking, and one end of it was darkened down. And then I looked, I realized it was the first heaven. I realized the part was darkened down. Believe it or not, I have a house in heaven, the first heaven, and it's on the end of God's castle. It's within the castle itself. And I have a place there that's my place. And so all of my dogs that have died are there. My mom is there. My sister is there. My family members are there. And so, and you'll find that this works pretty much the same way with you guys, except mine was dark. And so God says, you're darkening down heaven. And I realized I had dark energies that I had to clear that were around me where I was getting something going on. And when I cleared that, God gave me the gift to clear it. And when I did, it allowed me to clear my first heaven that had been darkened down. I'm so enthralled with Zion heaven and figuring out these new gifts, I'm not paying any attention to all the others. And so anyway, I realized now you gotta pay attention to it's certainly the first heaven, which is so important to getting you in past the gates into everything. So when I looked at your first heaven, Dwayne, I'm seeing a dark fence in front of a golden gate. Okay. Ask God for the key to get through that.
God, might please have the key to get through the dark fence from a golden gate.
Okay, there you go. Now you just open it. Now you see the golden gate is glowing on not only gold, but diamond gold.
Okay.
See it all glistening? Yeah. Now you felt your sinuses open, your face is warm. I see you starting to sweat again, getting warmer and warmer. And see, now you got all this amazing, brilliant light flowing through you. And guys, this is a new thing. This hadn't been around forever. I don't think it has because I've never seen it. And so this is a new gift and a new set of gifts you can go into that takes you into the rest of everything, you know. And so realize this is very important here. This is a big step. This only happened to me today. So I want to share it. I want to get it out there before it, runs off or something or some demon, gets on it. And so there you go. So now you got that gift. Now you're in the first heaven. Wow, I see Christ holding your hand. See, he took your hand. See that? Okay. Yes. So Christ himself just took your hand. Woo. Ooh, really healing. Made me teary. And so Christ took your hand, and he's taking you up on this mountaintop. There he goes. And they put a crown on your head. Yeah. There you go. Feel that?
Yes.
You're the first person to get that crown. I'm the second. And so you got a big deal crown on your head.
Yeah.
And feel so it. How quiet is your head? How focused is your brain?
Yeah, very quiet. Very totally quiet. Yeah.
And able to focus. How hard has it been lately to focus, guys? Good Lord. You can't meditate above it, right? And so it's hard to focus. Listen to how quiet your brain is. Now, all of you guys that did not piggyback on this gift, something's wrong with you. Okay? So you need to ask God, dear God, allow me to have this mountaintop. Dear Christ, allow me to have this mountaintop gift that Dwayne just got. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
There we go. Now we can all go home. That's it. That's all you needed. No, but look how good, look how you feel. That's crazy, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm beating through it. They're beating me to death. I'm being honest with you. And so I'm trying to, you know, be able to stay above it and just get the light. There you go. It looks sort of like that. And so to get the light in. But there are these physical heavens that do exist, and there's these spiritual heavens that exist, and so you get different gifts from everywhere. But that was a major gift. That was a big deal.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, God. Yeah.
How do you feel right now? That's crazy. I know how I feel.
I feel great. Yeah. It's been a tough week. I thought it was a lot of other things going on, but it's been a tough week. So. I feel great.
Yeah. Let me make a point. If there's not enough light, there's not enough light. If there's not enough light, you're going to go through hell. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're you or me or whoever. If you don't have enough light coming down, without this light, you know, really, you're totally screwed. And so this brings in a gargantuan amount of light. I hadn't seen anything quite like this gift in a pretty good while, right? And it's coming from the first heaven. That's the heaven that is the closest to our noggins. That's the heaven that's the closest to our heads. This is the heaven the closest to where we physically live on the planet Earth. And so, well, of course, that's an important heaven. Of course it is, you know? And so I didn't see it as, you know, like you, I'm just like every other human. You always think, okay, step one, okay, check, step two, check, step three, check. You know, we humans are dumbasses, and so all we do is we just think too much, right? But this particular heaven, this heaven that is the first heaven, is a beautiful heaven and a very important heaven. This is where you learn to use your spiritual gifts. This is the heaven that the old man in the cave gives you all your gifts. This is where the old man in the cave resides most of the time, that I see. And this is the gift. This heaven is the heaven where when people die and go to heaven, most of the time they die and go to this one, as best I can tell. And they're there and they're just really happy to see you, and they'll meet you and they'll hang with you. I mean, you know, this is a beautiful place, and a lot of magic happens in this heaven. And there's a lot of magic. Of course, there's a lot of magic that happens between Earth, where we live, and this first heaven. So there's a whole new thing going on as of today. And so there's the old man in the cave. And so there's even ancient depictions of him, you know, and he's pretty amazing because he's the one that gives you your spiritual gifts. And then he'll actually show you how to use them. And you'll feel almost guilty at calling him an old man in a cave. And when I tried to name him, I tried to call him father or grandfather, you know, he said, "What are you doing?" And he's the old man in the cave because it's without ego. Uh-huh. And he has no ego. And so he's the old man in the cave. And many religious, there's a lot of religious paintings about him. And so there we go. Because when you come, even coming to paintings, look at this beautiful picture of these horses. Look at the beautiful painting of the horses. See that? That's cool, right? In my background right here. And so that's Freddie Guest, who's a famous artist from New Orleans, my buddy, my friend. He's actually hanging out in North Carolina, and he's painting lots of, he's doing lots of art here and lots of paintings. I'm going to show you some of his paintings in a minute. But anyway, But and people who paint, people who create, artists, our singers, are people who do sculptures like Richard and Alice. Richard, and Alice is a painter. Our creative people bring this in. And with you, Dwayne, you do business. You're a businessman. You do business. You do serious business with finance and things and big banks and all that kind of thing, right? But however, there's some of Freddie's paintings. This is where he took over my studio upstairs, and now it's his. So he's like tearing it up. Anyway, there's beautiful. There we are. Is that kind of crazy good? This is good. Freddie, tell me about this painting. Tell me about this painting. I'm taking off on a tangent. What is this one with the it looks like a warrior, and it looks like he's on fire,
Oh,
and he's got all this.
that's in New Orleans. It's called a Mardi Gras
Oh,
Indian.
come over here. Come over here.
Okay.
Okay.
In New Orleans, that's these black men. They and back in the time of slavery, the Native American Indians taught them chants. So over, and the chants are probably 1,000 years old.
Wow.
So they,
Or more.
oh yeah. So these Indians, these men, hand sew these suit. They're called suits, not costumes. They're suits, and those are all beaded, and they hand sew these beads all year long, and they make a new one each year. And
Wow.
so then they go out three times a
Wow.
year, but they're spectacular. They're
So
unbelievable.
these are real things that people wear even today when they do the
Yeah.
ceremonies
Oh yeah. Right.
and the big New Orleans parade and Mardi Gras.
Right.
Yeah.
So they but it's just amazing the work they do. So the
Wow.
on the right you can see two Mardi Gras Indian paintings there.
Wow.
Below it is Paris.
Oh, neat.
It's just New Orleans is an amazing culture.
Wow. You lived there for years and years and years.
Like 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, this is great.
I love it there.
These are great. And I have to say, a certain energy comes to the house because of Freddie's art. He's like, anything creative is, and so when you have creative people, guys, when you, or you have a piece of art done by a true artist like Fallon or Freddie, what happens is the piece of art is a vessel to heaven. It totally is, because they bring it down from heaven and they have to go back to heaven to put something on the horse, or another a bead on the guy. There's Notre Dame. There's a picture of Notre Dame from the outside. Kind of cool. Isn't that crazy? There's one of Freddie's old paintings of the tropical staircase. I stole that from him a few years ago out of the garage. I'd move in a new house. I didn't have enough paintings to go on the walls. I said, "Freddie, can I have some paintings?" He said, "Yeah,
That's good.
yeah." So I stole it from
Notre
you.
Dame.
Yeah, there we go. Isn't that good? And then you signed my painting today. I see.
I
It
did.
didn't have
It's
a.
now worth a lot more.
Is that worth something? Good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Notre Dame. Is it Notre Dame or Notre Dame? Notre Dame. I always get them
Notre
tangled.
Dame's good.
Notre Dame. And as
Love Notre Dame.
that's such a magical place. I went there, and it was my first trip to Paris. And oh my God, what an amazing place.
Do you remember the old black and white film of The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
He walks up to one of the gargoyles and he goes, "The girl that he loved is running off with the young man." And he looks at the gargoyle and goes, I wish my heart was made of stone like you."
Oh, wow. I can feel that when you said it. That's beautiful. Anyway, so there we are. But Dwayne, I hope the gift helps you. That's a freaky gift. Well, you got a question? You got anything going on? Tell me what's happening with you.
No, you answered my question, but I do have a comment. A couple of weeks ago, around Thanksgiving, you said that your whole family got downloaded to you, and that's exactly what my question was. It's like my whole family showed up, and they were talking, and I couldn't hear them. And it's like, who are all these people? They're just like stacked on top of each other. I was like, but I
Yeah.
couldn't hear them. I need to ask for my spiritual ears or something. I don't know,
No,
but.
you know what it was? Here's what it was, and I wasn't aware of what was happening at that time.
Yeah.
You could not have asked a better question. And it was like today, Lance came in, to work here at the house today, and he says, "I don't know why, but when I came to the house, I saw my Aunt Joy." And his Aunt Joy was his closest, real close relative to him. You know, his mom died when he was young. And so I knew his Aunt Joy. But he was, and he said, and he was talking about seeing all these other family members. He goes, "When did that happen today?" Well, the reason is because of this spiritual gift I got this morning of this first heaven. You
Okay.
see, because our loved ones are there. So you guys, when you ask us for this spiritual gift of getting the mountaintop gift and crowned on the mountaintop from Christ, this will allow you to see your loved ones. So you were seeing your loved ones, but you didn't quite have all the gifts, and
Yeah.
you asked God for the key to get through that dark gate that had you blocked. You see what I'm
Okay.
saying? So
All
now
right,
you're
yeah.
going to be able, so now you're going to be able to hear them. See how it
Okay.
works?
Yeah, it was
You
like I
know?
was a little separated from him. Yeah. And
Right.
I thought it was my aunt. I was like, no, my aunt's not dead. I was like, oh, it's my grandmother. I was like, oh, because she was younger. I was like, oh, that's it. Then my cousin showed up. It's like everyone just started showing up. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, where are all these people coming from? So yeah,
Yeah, what you need? What you need? You know, why are you doing it? Well, they're doing it because they can. And see, they're doing it to help us. If they were your friends in this lifetime, or your family in this lifetime, so they're your friends and your family on the other side. And so these new dimensions that are opening are allowing them not only for you to allowing the, not only for you to see them, but for them to see you. And that's what the reason you had all that going on. And so
Okay.
there.
Makes sense.
Perfect
Yeah.
question.
Thank you.
Perfect question to make people understand how it works. And so, and guys, pretty soon I'm going to do a series of meditations and different things that bring you to these high places and hook everything up. And so this is something I'm going to be doing. And I'm actually working on it now because I'm going back and figuring out all the ones that I think are important, and I think it's really going to help you. So I look forward to turning loose and getting those out there for you guys, and as well as a blog. I'm working on a blog and a working on a bunch of new books that we already have wrote. And now I just got to put them together and give them to you. And so we got a lot of really cool things in the works. Sometimes being, sick or down for a little while, like I've been with my leg, is a blessing because you got time to do other things that you need to do anyway. And so I've been working on this, getting all the writing done. And for those of you who love to look and read a book or hang out and feel warm and fuzzy, that's what this is. And so I'll be able to give you that pretty quick here. So there we are. Dwayne, thank you so much for being you.
Thank you. Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
you. Yeah. Love you, buddy. Happy holidays.
We love you. We
Thank
appreciate you.
Yeah.
All righty.
There we go.
It's always good
I
to
got a
see
lot out of that. I don't know if you guys got a lot out of that, but if
you.
you followed me there was a lot that happened right there. And it makes you aware of sort of how the first heaven works. It's a peek into that. And you guys want to be involved in this. If there's something brand new happening and God thought it was important enough to show me that, then it's important enough to me to show you that. And so it's really important to pay attention to this first heaven because the first heaven is the closest heaven to us here on earth. And when they're bleeding together like that's good news. That's really good news. So all the hell on earth, as long as you can get above it in the vibration of a heaven, you good. You good. That means you're going to have enough light for you and your family and your friends and the people that you love to get them through, to get you through, but get them through too. And so this is what's going on right now. And a lot of stuff is obviously aimed at this first heaven. So anyway, brand new show, different things going on. Thanks, Dwayne. That was brilliant. Could not have been better. And I seen a whole bunch of you light up and feeling that. So a lot of you guys, when I look at you, 90, whatever. Wow, 90, where are we? 94% of you got that spiritual gift of the mountaintop with Christ. That crown, being crowned in that gift. And that was like really, really crazy. Aaron Wong, let me talk to you. What you doing? How are you? I saw that gift come down to you. I really did. I was looking at my screens and I can see you.
Oh, we lost
Oh,
Gary.
I thought you
Yeah.
did.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm getting
There,
you.
unmute yourself, buddy. Unmute yourself and you'll be set.
All right, Aaron, unmute.
Oh, hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I saw you get that Christ gift. That was pretty cool. What did that feel like?
Thank you. You are absolutely right. This week has been tough, and I could
Right?
feel
Yeah,
the heat,
you're
like
like,
when
no
you were.
matter what, I can't get above it. I can't get above it.
Yes.
What the
Yeah, and I
hell?
couldn't focus.
Literal hell is going on, right?
Yep, I couldn't focus. And you're right. Like when you were going through with Dwayne, I could feel, I was like clearing, and then I could feel, I could see the darkness of the fence. And then I started like asking for the gift. And yeah, I'm like heating up. Like I could feel myself heating up. So
That's
thanks
great.
for the confirmation.
Yeah, no, that was what was happening. You actually got the spiritual gift of the crown from Christ. Just say thank you, Christ.
Thank you, Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank
There,
you.
your hands got really warm.
Oh yeah, my whole body, I'm sweating now.
Yeah, you got 10 times more healing gifts than you had.
Wow,
10.
thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
And
that's really
I'm
cool.
sharing with others. And yeah, I just feel like you're right, like the whole earth need a lot more light.
Yeah. I mean, with
Yeah.
all the negativity going on, we got to light it up,
Yeah.
guys. We got to light it up. That's what we do. And it's really easy to sit around and piss and moan and whine that there's nothing I can do that's going to make a difference. You're wrong. Everything you do makes a difference. And you can bring in this light and you're going to be able to really save the world kind of thing. And this really does happen like that. And so anyway, I appreciate you
Yeah,
guys and I love
I
you.
love the oh just like I love the meditation when you mentioned about the light from the universe, a little light, and then it's like gradually getting bigger and bigger, bigger. Sometimes when I feel like I'm in complete darkness, I use that and it
That's
really
a powerful gift.
yeah.
That's the most powerful light that I've seen to date.
Yeah,
Crazy.
yeah. Oh, and one another thing, I got my car.
Yay.
Yeah, so thank you for that. No
You're
more
welcome.
engine oil burning.
Yay. Yeah. No more smelling, I guess, on fire while you're driving down the road. We've all had those rough, ragged cars. We have,
I know.
or at least I have. So I get it. I get it.
But thank you so much, Gary. I miss you. I hope to see you soon.
You too. Appreciate you. Love you, buddy. Merry Christmas. Happy
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
holidays. All those things. There you go. Now
Thank
you're all
you.
lit up.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
I see
Darren.
your crown. I see your crown really bright on your head. That gift is going to enhance all. What does it do? Okay, let me figure out. I'm sorry. Let me stay a minute. What does it do? When I look at you, it's easy to. It enhances all the gifts you already have, and so. And it turns
Okay.
the volume up like your healing gifts got turned up 10 times, tenfold. So with your spirit, all your spiritual gifts got turned up tenfold. So this means 10 times the power that they had a minute ago.
Wow.
Why would this not be a great gift to have, right? There we go.
Yes. And I will
Right?
use it wisely.
Hey, I'm sure you will, buddy. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you too.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. That's pretty cool, Dino. There you go.
Awesome. Very cool.
Figured out a volume button. Turn up that volume, guys. Turn up that light. Take all your spiritual gifts and times them 10. All you got to do is get one gift to do it. Duh. Right? And so every now and then you have a monumental gift. That is a big deal. And you have one gift, and this one gift will turn up your volume and make you crazy gifted. And so realize that's what that is. That's what that is. And I see it really, 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 really. Let me get a Suzanne Walscott right now, if I can. My friend Suzanne.
Is it under Suzanne's iPhone? What is it
Yeah,
under?
Suzanne Walscott. It's one word.
I just see Suzanne's iPhone. Is that her?
Maybe. No, she said no.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Got it. Oh, her camera's off. Suzanne, turn your camera on, please, so we can spotlight you.
I can see you.
No, wait, there's two Suzannes. Never mind. There we go.
Yay! There you are.
We go.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi, Gary.
girl, you're looking good. And so let me ask you, so with you, I see you got really that Christ gift real strong. And so I don't know if you felt it, but I've seen the crown go on your head, and I seen your head glowing white, and then I've seen it flying off to all your girls, all your family
Oh,
members.
yeah, I always do that. Whenever I get a gift, I send it to my family. So I'm glad you could pick that up. Awesome.
Yeah, I seen it. And it took off to all of them and went to Mark, you know, and I seen all of these, you know, all of those, the gifts that you got went to all of them. And so, and I think this is so important for me to tell other people about it, for you to tell other people about. This is your intention. Your intention is that your family, if you figured out how to sneak into heaven, you want them to get in the door too. You want them to be able to feel, you know, their heaven. And whatever that is for each of them. And so, but anyway, I saw those crowns flying off of you and going to all of them, and I thought that was quite magical. So,
So happy you intended to happen, but it's nice that you can see it.
I can see it. And so
Yeah.
I think I'm the confirming one tonight, you know? And so from to see the first heaven was the first heaven I could ever see. You know, that was the one when Dean and I wrote the book Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. And when we wrote this book, this was a book that we wrote and we could see this first heaven. Remember that, Dean? And so
Yes, I
we
remember
could,
hearing.
you know, we could see the dolphins, and we saw God, you know, and God was talking to us every day, you know, and so it was really, you know, quite amazing. And so now coming back around, I think I went through the gambit of Zion heaven, the highest heaven, all the way back around to the first heaven. And so that's where I think things are now. So things are opening up in the first heaven that seems to be bleeding into our physical world and bleeding into our physical world and heaven, in other words, to your house. And so to where you live and to where your kids live. And so when we get these gifts from this first heaven, second time around, I don't know what I call it. I'm just trying to, you know, explain it to you guys because I'm new at it. Today's the first day I ever got these gifts. And so this seems to be quite a big deal and quite a breakthrough in spiritual land. And so just that's what that is. And I'm able to see the details in minute detail of whatever's going on. I did it with Dwayne, you know, with Aaron, with you, you know, I saw you giving all the gifts to your family members as quick as you got them. And so beautiful, beautiful. I saw the best, I saw the biggest, and I saw the biggest change in Christy. I really did. That was really nice.
Wow, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that's nice. And so anyway, there we are. I just want to say hi and tell you what I was seeing.
Oh,
So
hi.
good job.
Yeah. Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you, everyone. Dean, Michelle, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Christmas. Happy
Yeah,
holidays.
they were missing you in Vegas. They were trying to run you down and figure out where you were and stuff.
Yeah,
That's what
I left
it
before a lot
was.
of this stuff started. I was in and out pretty quick. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, there we are. I love you a bunch. Any questions? Anything going on? Anything
Just clear us, I guess. That's really what we need, I think.
There we go. Easy to do. All right. Talk to you soon. Love you,
Thank
girl.
you. Love you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Bye,
Thank
everyone.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Merry
you. Happy
Christmas.
holidays.
See
Yes,
you.
happy holidays. You know, so there's like, as you can tell, it's really easy, very so easy for me to see everything going on in this first heaven with you guys. So there we go. And so let me talk to Alex Sanchez, if I could. Let me
We
talk
love
to
Alex.
Alex.
I
Yeah, isn't he great? Where did he come from? Heaven.
know.
There you go. Hey,
Hey,
Alex, what you doing? How are you, buddy?
hey, how's it
Hey,
going?
really good, really good, really good, really good. When I look
Great.
at you, I see you very, very bright, and I see you getting this gift from this mountaintop from Christ. And so, when you got that, you got real teary, right?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, and so because you could feel the healing energy permeating from it.
Yeah.
This turned up your gifts 10 times, and it turned up some of your gifts 20 plus times.
Wow, that's
So
beautiful. Thank you
that's
so much.
great. That's awesome. And so
It
this is a gift that turns up, obviously turns up the volume. So if you notice, your hands are really crazy warm, kind of in the center.
is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have any
I feel
questions?
it.
What's your
Thank
question?
you.
You have any questions? Anything going on?
Nothing in particular. However, since you asked,
How do you think my new year is going to come about in 2025? Do you see anything on the horizon? Any good and great things happening?
I see. I heard yes. I heard tell him yes. Well, I think your great things that will happen with your manifestations. Right?
Okay.
And so I've only manifested a couple of things, you know, recently. Mm-hmm. I wanted a Frisian horse. And so Frisian horses are they're amazing looking horses, and they just have this, I think I've got it. There we are. There you are. See that?
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. Right. And so that's a Frisian horse. And I wanted to have, you know, two horses that were, you know, I can't get my head out of that, right? Okay. And so this lady called me up after I threw it out there in the universe, and my friend hooked up with this this lady who has Frisian horses, and she's doing a rescue for these Frisian horses, and there's 700 of them, right?
Wow.
And I don't know a damn thing about rescuing a horse. Jody is really good at this. That's what she does. She rescues horses, and among other things, she's, you know, our friend Jody on the show, and the veterinarian. And so anyway, but I manifested, all I needed was two. And I manifested 700.
Beautiful. I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I don't need 700. I just need two. And so, but how crazy, right? And I've noticed that when I manifest things, you know, like I was needing to find some really good pigs for my farm. And you can do, I think they're Yorkshires or Berkshires. I can't remember. Anyway, whatever the English one is. And they're amazing. So on my, and I told Ruben that, and we were in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and then on my way back in the airport, I sit beside this guy, and he was the consultant for the state of North Carolina on pigs. He's the guy who tells people what to do, what's going on with pigs. And he teaches at the university, and I mean all this stuff, right? And I ended up with him, and next to me, and I said, I want to know how to find, you know, this particular pig that I wanted, right? Because I'm working on the farm, because I think it's important to maybe even think of farming a little bit, guys. There's a lot of new stuff going on in the world, and it ain't all good. So you might be able to eat if you have a farm. And if you don't have a farm, you better buddy up with somebody who does. And so, but I see all these things, you know, kind of coming. So, you know, I'm all up in that. And so I ended up conjuring up this guy who is the pig expert of the universe, right? And so now I'm learning far more about pigs than I ever thought I'd know. But my point is, though, I see you being able to manifest insanely. So if you manifest Frisian horse or two, you're going to get 700 like me. You know, you don't need 700. Maybe you can figure out how to help this lady give them away or something. I don't know. And so, but see, this is the way the manifesting is going these days, guys. Like you'll manifest something, and then you're going to get such a graduated, exaggerated situation that will happen to you. You go, you're kidding me. You're the pig man of the universe? You know, I mean, whatever it is. How silly does that sound? But I'm just giving you a couple of these weird examples of, you know, kind of what I'm up to in my real world. But I see you being able to manifest that same ridiculous way. And so there's no way, if I don't tell the story, I couldn't explain how ridiculous it is, right? But you're going to be able to see how your hands pulsated and your face got real hot. I see you sweating. This means I'm telling you the truth. So you're going to be able to manifest in a crazy way. So that's what I see you being able to do. Cool. That's it. That's what I
see. Gary, I love you. Thank you. I'm so excited about the new year. You just made my night. I appreciate you so much. Big hugs.
Big hugs. Love you. See you soon, buddy. Happy holidays.
Love you too. All right.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Love you, Alex.
Happy Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Aw.
Isn't that crazy that that's happening though? Yep. So see, spirit in spiritual land, there's stuff going on, guys. Things are going on. And a lot of you guys that think you've been really trudging through it, doing your best and getting your butts kicked all over the road, you know, and you're getting beat up and you're thinking, what's going on? Why am I getting beat up? Right? Well, don't freak out so bad. Don't freak out, right? Really don't. Keep on pushing through to the light. Push on through to the light. And when you do, you're gonna get closer and closer. And then when you nail it, you're gonna find yourself in these crazy, 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 crazy exaggerated spiritual zones. And in these crazy exaggerated spiritual zones, just like Suzanne Walscock, you know, you'll find you can help yourself and you can also help your family and your closest friends and your people in your face. And be one. You got to really work on this oneness thing, because it all the oneness is the keys to the kingdom. As long as you're one, you'll find you'll be able to just click along, hook up. It'll be very, very easy for you, and everything will work for you in a crazy, crazy way, in a crazy good way. I want to talk to Christy Moore, mainly because I love her. Christy Moore, what are you doing? What are you doing? Unmute yourself so I can talk to you.
Oh, where's it? Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Gary. Hey, everybody.
My girl, what are you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and happy belated birthday. Did you have a good
Thank
birthday?
You. Thank you. I had the greatest birthday. I got so many cool things. You know, people, you know, I really appreciate all you guys putting thought into birthday presents for me. And I thank you for the gifts. You know, and above all, I mean, I really appreciate you and thank you for the cards and stuff. That's just really meaningful. But I appreciate you. So tell me what you've been doing. What's going on with you?
Oh, just like you mentioned before, just trying to fight through to the light, meditate every morning. And I'm kind of felt off and like I'm kind of getting my butt handed to me. So I've just been doing my best to
You notice that's a little theme tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm very much resonating.
Get your butt handed to you. Get your butt handed to you. Stuff. Was it? That's you know because that's what's going on. It's hard to push through. This spiritual gift of this crown on this white mountaintop in the first heaven that Christ gives you takes you right through where you need to go, and you'll have more light than you need.
Did I get that? I felt like
And when I said that, notice how your feet got hot, your face is warm.
Immediately, yeah.
Immediately. And so this is the keys, guys. All you guys, when you're hanging out watching the show here, you really want to do more than just watch the show. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy with this show. You know, allow these gifts to come to you. Allow these spiritual gifts. And so now I see, there you go. See, now you got the full gist of the light. It's That's coming good, from yeah. this white mountaintop. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy light, right?
Yeah. Can I ask you for help on one other thing?
Yeah.
You know how I don't know if you remember, I've talked in the past about these visions, these thoughts come to me and you've helped me clear them out. Like usually it's because something needs to be cleared. And I've been having a lot of, they've been coming at me and they're getting really icky. I don't want to be graphic on here, but they're getting really icky. And I've been trying to send light. And I think I just need your help to light it up. I don't know what's happening somewhere, but it's not good.
Okay. If you look where I'm looking right now, you see all those little explosions all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the demons controlling your thoughts.
Oh, good. So it's not anything happening to anybody out there in the...
Not a thing.
Oh, thank God, because it was not good stuff.
All BS visions. You guys can get what I call BS, you know, bull, you know, visions. BS visions. These aren't real visions, you know.
Good.
These
a relief.
are demonic visions, but they make you have demonic thoughts, and then you manifest the hell. Then you're the one who brings it in, because you manifest it because these demons put it in your head.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting rid of those. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I did. And see, now you notice, see, your head feels really light. You feel really, really good.
I do. It's quiet for the first time in a while.
Yeah, your head is quiet. And so this is the hardest thing to achieve. But in this new dimension I'm showing you guys tonight, I don't even have a name for the dimension yet. I've got to come up with one. And so with this, in this dimension, the first heaven, you know, it's the first heaven dimension. That's what it is. And so where the first heaven is, will light up your heaven on earth, your heaven, your world, your house, where you are, your being. And there you go. And so you're going to be fine. I'm looking at you. I see you glowing. I see, you know, you're like Suzanne a lot. I see all your kids glowing. There we go. Good. She's got all girls. You got all boys.
Yep. We each have four. Yep. Yeah.
There we go. Looks good now.
Feel
how quiet your head is now?
Feels really good. Yeah. Good. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. You'll be all right. Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
Happy holidays.
Love you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Love you too, honey.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, you can feel it, though. See, you can actually feel it. You can really, really feel it, which is beautiful. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Pick some folk.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got a whole list for you. But first, can I get Jeremy Gunn?
I can't believe that's who I'm looking at right now. That's who I was wanting to talk to.
Oh, see, Gary.
We're in sync. We're in sync. The first one, Michelle. That's great. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You're manifesting me. So what's your question? What's going on?
Well, I've kind of hit a really dark place in my life. I've always pretty much been alone. I don't really have any family or anything, and always been able to take care of myself. And it's been a couple of years that it's just one thing after another keeps hitting and hitting. All of a sudden, I find myself, I don't even have my dog with me. I have a French bulldog. He's having to stay somewhere else. I'm looking, trying to find a place to live. I moved from New York City to Illinois to help somebody, and that was kind of a getting used situation. And as soon as the help was over, they were done. And I think because of my childhood and some trauma that I became like a people pleaser. So I think sometimes I kind of go out of my way to look for people to try to do for. And I'm making really bad decisions as to, you know, who I'm. It's like something I can't break. It's like a cycle that just keeps going. And I can't.
Let me fix you. Let me fix you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Feel how you got dizzy in your head?
Mm-hmm.
I'm changing a dimension that is a gigantic dimension around the whole planet Earth and part of the Milky Way. This is big. It's a big dimension. And this is, most of the time, this is a dimension where addicts live. Okay? Did you ever, ever have any addiction at things or from anybody else, any addiction stuff around you?
I had people in my life who did.
You attract addicts?
A whole plethora of losers, all kinds.
Okay.
But yeah, there have been more than a few of those. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to clear this off you. Is that okay?
Yes.
You sure? You got to really want it to happen.
I want it.
There it goes. There, I got it. Look how warm your hands are getting. Your body's getting hot. Feel that?
My face.
Yeah, your face, good. And so your light, all your light is coming back on. It was a dimension that where that gold ring is around the planet, guys. This was a black ring. It was a black dimension. And he had those going all the way out to the Milky Way. And I cleared those off of him. And I cleared off thousands, if not certainly tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, negative projections from these crazies. And so now then, buddy, you're going to not be sucked into that vacuum, okay? See, this was like a vacuum, and it was like a drain, and you going down the drain, okay? And so, and I got you out of there. Okay. And so that's what just occurred. So what occurred with you right then was a very big deal. And so now then I got you out of there and you're going to feel totally
I felt
different.
It. I felt it.
Yeah. And so you, now you're going to feel totally different.
It was like a vacuum. It was like I would almost get to the surface and get sucked right back down.
Right.
I would almost get to where I wanted to be and get pulled right back down. It was a vacuum.
Yeah. And so you see, now you won't be going through that anymore. See, there's all these spiritual dimensions where we're getting our butts kicked in as humans here on the planet Earth. You're a good person. I mean, you are really a good person. And so, you know, in everything I hear in my head is you're worth helping. Okay. That's what I hear in my head. And so, make sure you call Michelle and give her your number so we can help you. And okay. So there's somebody that's got a situation for you, work-wise, that's going to work for you perfect. That's what I see. And so, so somebody's watching right now who has that going on. And so you are really great help.
That's such a good guy.
Yeah.
We're all here for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People that are wanting to help you.
Yeah. And so what do you need? Do you need money? What do you need?
I don't know. Everything right now. I need my boy back with me for one thing.
You're done.
I've spent 22 years developing a line of canine nutritional supplements, and I got really close to having it launched a few months ago. And then the friend that I basically gave half the business to tried to steal it. So I had to stop it and pull it all back, but it's all mine legally. So I'm going to try to do that again, but I'd like to have him back with me. I really miss him. He's my, he's my life.
Mm-hmm. All right. If anybody,
I know that out of everything I need.
If anybody wants to help Jeremy, how do they help him, Michelle? What do they do?
They could either contact me, or I put his phone number, Jeremy, I hope you don't mind. I put your phone number on the chat feed, or if you guys didn't get it, I could put it on there again, or you guys can just call me, text me. I'll make sure I help connect you with Jeremy, and I'm also in communication.
But maybe it's the holidays and we can get you enough money to get your pooch back. I'll give the first $100, okay?
Yay.
And so, yeah.
Good job, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. It's going to be okay. People care about
you. So much weight off my shoulders when you did that. It was amazing. It's been there since birth. It's been there, so it's the first
not
time
there
I'm
now.
Not feeling, no
yeah well you're gonna be okay. I got that whole, you had some bad dimensions on you and I got rid of those, and now you're gonna find things just click along and they work for you. Okay. And so
good.
You'll see, and some people will help out. So you guys, you know, you're running along at Christmas and you want to do something for help Jeremy out. Let him get his dog back. Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Onyx.
All right.
Onyx Jeremiah.
He's so cute.
All right. All right. Well, you need to get him back.
I've had French Bulldogs my whole life, so.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, buddy. There you go. Anything you can do, let us know, okay? We're here
Thank
for you,
Gary.
Hey, thank you. Lots of
we'll
love
connect
to you.
After this. Thank you
love
so
you.
Much, Gary, and thank you, Jeremy. I'll talk to you after.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Gary. That meant a lot.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you can just help somebody. You know, one little kind thing, one little kind thing, and it can make a big difference. You know, and so. But I can feel him. I really, I can see, you know, what was happening with him there. But how about those big dimensions? Oh, my God, they were eating this poor guy alive, you know.
Aww.
And so as soon as I peeled him off, he's like, oh, my God, you know, where'd they go? They're gone. And that's what you want to do with guys with your spiritual gifts. You want to do the same thing. Use your spiritual gifts to help people out. Because there's plenty of people who need help as well as you do. And if you help people out, you'll find that when you need help, there's going to be somebody there to help you out. And so that's what oneness is. It works like that. Who are we talking to, girl?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Monish. Monish Lal. I hope I said that right. Hi, Monish. How are you?
Oh, please unmute.
Okay.
There you
Oh,
go.
hi there. Hey, can you
Hey.
hear me?
Yes.
Hey,
Hi.
buddy. Hey, I
Hey.
see you walking. Where are you going? You must be walking
I'm
around the
in the
city.
hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I work here, so.
Oh, all right. Anyway,
Yeah.
what's going on? What's your question, buddy?
I had a question. I've been feeling dizzy lately. Like, not today, but the other days, I'm feeling like a little bit dizzy. I don't know what was it spiritually related or like physically? I'm not sure.
It's spiritual.
It's spiritual, right?
Yeah, it's spiritual. And see, you much like the caller before you, there's a dimension that's going backwards and you're popping out of it. And then you're going back into it and you're popping out of it and you're getting sucked back into it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
did feel like some kind of like a pull going like in and out kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
Felt
reason you
something
feel
like
dizzy. You want me to fix it?
that. Yeah,
There
sure.
we go. Excuse me.
Yeah.
There we go. Good Lord. Where's your mother?
She's at home.
She does the same thing. Do you know?
Yeah, I kind of noticed that too, yeah. Like I'm trying to like fix her too, like spiritually. Like
It's
so
making
I
my
watch her video.
sinuses, it's making my sinuses open to clear you. That's the reason
Oh,
I'm
really?
sneezing. Yeah, I don't sneeze. That's the reason I'm
Yeah,
sneezing.
I've been sneezing a lot too, actually. Just tomorrow yesterday I was sneezing too.
Well, you'll
Yeah.
find you'll feel better. What's going on with your mother? What's happening with her right now?
She has arthritis, so she has like problems with her hand.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'm unwinding these dark cords on her hands.
Yeah,
Okay.
she has the exactly hand problems.
Yeah, and but I make but I'm what I'm doing is I'm just unwinding these energies that are making her sick. Feel how your hands are hot now?
Yeah, my hands are hot.
Okay. Hers are too. You see?
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah. I was trying
Yeah.
to heal her like the past
Well,
couple of months. It was
my
hard.
point is, well, that's my point. You're trying to heal her. So you're
Yeah.
tapping into the energy that's messing her up. And so that's the reason
Oh, okay.
you feel the dizzy. See, this is a connection between you and your mom. And
Yeah.
so see, all you got to do is ask God for the spiritual gift to heal your mother. Do it. Ask him for the gift.
God, can I have a spiritual gift to heal my mother?
Okay, reach up and grab it. It's a sword. It's a golden sword with a diamond edge.
Well,
There we go.
damage.
Yeah, clear your mom. Clear your mom. You got dizzy while you're doing it. Feel how dizzy you got?
Yeah.
All right. You
Got
see?
dizzy again.
Got dizzy again. There you
Yeah.
go. Okay. But see, now you destroyed the dimension that was eating your mom alive and making her hurt and making her painful and hurting her hands. And so
Yeah,
now
exactly.
look how she feels now. And
I
look how
feel,
you feel now. There we
yeah,
go.
I'm feeling great. Yeah.
Okay, she is too.
Yeah.
Good, right?
Yeah, that feels good. Yeah.
Got it? So that's what you were doing. You were just doing tapping into her.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy energies around here too. But yeah.
But you want to ask God for the gift. See, you guys are taking off like dun da da dun da da da, you know, and but ask God for the spiritual gift. You may not have the gift to clear your mother. You may not have the gift to clear you, to heal your mother. But you ask God for the gift. And so then he'll give you the perfect gift, and then you'll find everything works out, you see. So there we go.
Okay.
All looks good now. Look how you feel. Feels better.
Yeah, it feels better, yeah, definitely.
All right. There you go, buddy. Good luck,
All right,
okay?
thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. What city are you
Yeah.
in?
I'm in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Okay. There we
Yeah.
go. Beautiful city. There we go. Good luck, okay?
All right, thank you so much. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Gary. You're so awesome.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
You could kind of follow that through. You could tell what was happening with them. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I gotta get Miss Lindsay, who is now Miss Gillens, I think. Her and Ben are married. Woo-hoo!
Oh,
Congratulations.
hey, girl.
There we go. There's the light. Hey, beautiful.
Yay!
Yay.
Beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, hey, guy. There we are. You guys are beautiful.
Hi, Ben. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, wow. You're welcome. You're welcome. I just want to pop popcorn and sit there and drink Coca-Colas or something.
It's good. Water and a Christmas special right now.
That's good. That's good. Well, you feel very cozy to me. And yeah. I'm really happy to read you. I tap into this beauty and this wonderful energy of both of you. So that's the greatest.
Yeah. We just got back from a trip to Vienna.
Oh, I love
Vienna. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. One of my favorite cities. I spend a lot of time in Vienna. You know,
it's magical.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Go try it out. So we went to a bunch of cathedrals and Christmas markets and just wanted to share all the lovely feelings and gifts and stuff with you guys. I ended up seeing like this really cool Eucharist in a like an antique shop window, and that was like one of the things that I remembered most. So and I hadn't been like there for that. 20 years.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's great. You know, one of my favorite things that we have with being in Vienna, my friend Christian was very affluent in the city, you know, sort of a well-known guy, you know, and he for months got this, you know, finally got the opportunity to get invited to see this precious Christ, real Christ relic in one of the oldest I guess cathedrals there, which is the cathedral of the, I don't want to botch this. What are the guys known as, Dean? You were with me. They're the monks that, not monks, but the priests that they are the old guard priests within the Catholic religion.
Was it St. Stephen's or Karlskirche?
I don't know. I don't think it was one of those, but it was too. Anyway, it's very ornate, very pretty. And this is the monks of the monks. I keep saying monks because they're like monks, but there is the priests that are the magical part of the Catholic Church, the real true, not agnostic gospels, but the Gnostic gospels.
Yeah,
the ones that do what I do, they can do the magic, right?
And so
anyway, I walk into this place and I have, you know, a bunch of us, I think Dean was there, and I don't know, a bunch of us, and my friend Christian, and he said he tried every way he could to get us an appointment to see the relic. We're sitting there and there's this head priest who is known to be a dick. And he was this head priest who was known to be just a real bastard with everything, right? And so he comes out, and then Christian's like, there's the priest that's the tough one to get through. And he points to me, and emotions come to me, right? And he said, I got a vision to take you down to the relic.
Oh, it's amazing.
Right. And so I get to go down, and this relic, which was a Christ relic, a part of a building Christ was in, and I was able to touch it and be with it. And I got every spiritual gift that had ever been given in the city of Vienna.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right. And so anyway, and I'm giving you those gifts right now. So there you go, for you and your family. And so there we are. Mm-hmm. Look how warm. Feel how warm?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very lit up. It's total healing. And so, so I got all these gifts, and I was quite a freak for about a month, you know? and so these gifts will really help you. There we go. And everybody that would piggyback on those gifts will get 1,000 gifts, because these gifts were very powerful. Because if you think about it and you read the history of Vienna, it's quite a history. And so it's at the center.
We even stayed in like a, and I, once I learned about it, we, you know, I ended up clearing it, but we stayed in the hotel that Hitler stayed in, and we're like, oh no.
Right. Yeah. There's even gifts that are to be had there that are different than what you would think. Yeah. And so it's like, sometimes you have to figure out what something's not before you can figure out what it is. And
Yes.
So I went there and I tried to figure out what created a heaven on earth. And then I went to all the palaces and the most magical places, and I had backstage passes to everything in the world. As well as, if I didn't, you know, God gave me a gift many years ago. He gave me the gift of a golden diamond key. And with this golden diamond key, he says, there is no door locked for you on the planet earth.
Excellent, sir.
And it's really true. It's really, I just would just, you know, get in somehow. And so, but you.
He has that.
Yeah, he does. He's got this magic. You know, yeah, you're like, I want to be you when I grow up. But I see all this light around you guys, a beautiful aura, rainbow colored. You have a beautiful rainbow aura, which is a big giant aura around you. Blessings. Thanks. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Yeah.
Yes, you both.
Very good, man.
We love you. Happy holidays.
Come and see me. Come and see
me. Yes.
We will.
On my agenda.
Please.
It's so impressive. Lindsay is like the manifester of spiritual gifts and getting everything she wanted this year. A new car, a baby, her man, her soulmate, everything.
Way to go, Lindsay.
Happy for you.
Yay, you did good. You did good. Yeah. That's good. Perfect. Oh, my God.
Love it. She deserves it.
Thank you.
I'm very happy.
She used to whine about where's my man? Oh my God. She reminded me of country songs, Tammy Wynette. Stand by your man. She's like, where's my man? I'm like, now you got him, girl. Damn, you did good. Anyway, that's perfect. Who are we talking to? Let's see what's going on with Jason. Jason.
I got Ronzi.
Let me talk to Jason Gant, and then we'll go to Ronzi, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Jason, unmute.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you? What's happening? Tell me what you've been doing. So we got these new gifts. You're cranking along. You know, was this week a challenging week or okay week? What was it like?
I was busy, so maybe I didn't notice.
Good.
But I noticed that my energy was a little pent up, so I did some Kevin Trudeau stuff to kind of open it up.
Right. Good.
Well, yeah. Like ever since you helped me get to that higher dimension, I've just been like really open, like really connected.
Well, and really that's really sensitive. Good. Since you mentioned Kevin, I see his higher self. You know, it's really crazy because I mean, he has all these higher selves that are very powerful. Sometimes people have the gift of higher self earth angels. And so that's the reason when he tells you something, if you do this and do that and do the other thing, bam. And if you do it, it works. Right.
Yes.
And so it's like crazy because it works. And so the reason is because he has very powerful higher selves. I see one of his big giant higher selves around you, his big powerful higher selves. And I see it jumping into you. Hang on a minute. There we are. And there. Look how warm you got. Feel that?
Yeah.
That was a Kevin Earth Angel. In other words, like he has all these big Earth Angels. And so, remember Dean after Kevin was at the house one of the times recently, like last Christmas or something. And so, which by the way, I'm spending Christmas with Kevin this year. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm spending Christmas with Kevin here in North Carolina at my house. But he's cooking me an Italian dinner. So I'm looking forward to that, you know. And so he was bitching because they didn't have the right ingredients or something. I don't know whatever. And so he's getting all that.
Italian pasta.
Something. I don't know. What do I know? But anyway, look how you feel inside now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you think of the things you wanted to do that and you were asking Kevin to help you do them by his methodologies and his teachings. Now think of them. See, they're easy. See how easy that is in your head? Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? So that's the gift of someone who has earth angels. So that's the freaky part about Kevin, is Kevin has all these earth angels. Like I have earth angels, a lot of them. He has earth angels, a lot of them, you see? And so appropriate, we're best buddies, but you can actually, now when you think of him, you'll feel this help. It's like channeling the gift of him. See, so you can get spiritual gifts from other people that are alive. They don't have to be dead. You know, you can get spiritual gifts from certain people that are spiritually gifted, alive, and you're going to find you'll do that. And so, crazy feeling. Now you
Perfect.
feel really almost giddy inside. Kind of crazy feeling, right?
Yeah, I can't stop moving.
That's good. That's good. Well, good for you. Well, anyway, there we are. You're a
Thank
freaky
you very
gift.
much.
You're a freaky
Thank you.
person that receives a lot of gifts. Good for you.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank you. Thank
holidays,
you.
buddy.
Happy
Happy holidays.
holidays.
Yeah, you
Happy
made Judy
holidays.
happy. You made Judy happy.
Hi,
Judy, you here? She's still here?
Judy's there. Judy.
Judy.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yes, I'm receiving the Merry Christmas gift from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Judy
Oh,
might be a
Judy,
little
you can feel
excited.
that. You felt it when he put his hands up.
I did.
Look at that. Your arms are warm. Feel your arms all warm?
You know, my face is red.
Oh, good. All right. There we are. Anyway, perfect. Good, good, good. Thank you, buddy. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Happy
That's great.
holidays. Oh,
Good,
he's so
good, good.
nice.
Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Ron V. Ron V, thank you for being so patient. We appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
Where are
what's
you
your
from?
question? What's going on with you?
Gary, like everybody else or a lot of people, I've had the last couple of weeks have been really rough on me. And
Yeah.
so it got to the point where I just decided to leave the profession that I'm in. And because I kind of went against some of advice that you'd given me. And a lot of people were saying, like, in my profession, I was kind of like a poo-poo magnet, and they were seeing things that hadn't been seen in quite a few years. So it's been really rough.
Here, let me help you. Yeah, you are going through hell. What city are you in?
I'm a couple minutes out from the Bay Area. It's a really small city.
Good Lord. Give me a minute. I'm having to unwind things on you. You also have a lot of negative projections from other people. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense.
Okay. I'm peeling those off you. Is that okay?
Please do.
Okay. Can you imagine if you said, no, I'd love to keep them. I love having all my hexes. Here we go. I'm just getting them. It takes a minute. I'm just peeling these off. There we go. And there they go. Good. See how you got all dizzy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's because I got you out of this dimension where you were being attacked. You had just a bunch of haters on you. And see, haters get a head of steam. And when they get this head of steam, they just keep on punching you and punching you and punching you. And they do it in their head and they don't even know what's going on, but they're really incredibly possessed. So you had a bunch of possessed assholes that were projecting all this horrible stuff on you. And so there you go. Let me fix it. There we go. That was a spiritual term, guys. Possessed a-holes. There we are. Anyway, you heard it here. There we go. There we go. There we go. Ah. How quiet's your head now?
Pretty quiet.
Good
Pretty
for you,
quiet.
buddy. There. That was work. Let me tell you, I'm gifted, right? And that was work to peel all that off of you. So for you, sometimes it's time to go.
Yeah.
And so you made the right decision, is what I'm telling you. Anytime you have that much negativity on you, where you are, you're working or trying to make a living or whatever you're doing, get the hell out. So you did the right move, just to let you know.
Thank you.
And so,
Thank you.
no matter what happens, that was the right move to get out of there. And so, but you're gonna find that things can happen good for you. Ask God to bring you perfect. Just say, God, bring me perfect, please.
God, bring me perfect, please.
There you go. Now you went to this mountaintop and this white mountaintop in the first heaven, okay, with Christ. I see him giving you the gift and he hands you a staff. You guys want to piggyback on these gifts. And so he hands you a staff and he hands you a heart. And he puts the heart in your chest. It's a beautiful, glowing heart of Christ. And so this is a red heart. It's not a golden heart, it's a red heart. And it's the heart of Christ, which will give you compassion, love. You see, you'll be able to love people again, even though you had a bunch of bad folks. And you see, and so there we are. Now look how you feel.
Yeah.
Crazy good.
I do, yes.
Good. And you feel it from your head to your toe. See?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be really fine. And that's what I see. And then I see a big, but yeah, there's the Sacred Heart of Christ. That's what he just got. You guys should ask for that gift. Boy, that's powerful. That's a powerful gift. Thank you, Christ. Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God.
Christ.
Thank you, Christ. Thank you, God. There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Ooh, made me dizzy. Made me dizzy. There we go. That's good. That'll bring you a lot of love. You'll see.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. You just need a lot of love, really. Right?
Do. I do.
Okay. Ask God for love. Say, God, bring me love. Somebody
God,
will
bring me
show up.
love.
Yeah. God will bring it to you. You'll be just there and it'll show up. It'll show up. People that are able to love you like you need to be loved will just show up. You'll find that'll just happen for you. There you go. Boy, you're here. Now it's quiet. See? Totally quiet.
Yeah.
You're okay. Good. You'll be
Thanks,
fine.
Gary.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Really good
Thank you.
luck.
Thank you.
Rombie, can
Happy
I eat
holidays.
anything?
Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh,
You
he's a
liked
good
him, Michelle,
guy.
didn't you? Michelle, you
Yeah.
liked him.
I want to help him. So call me, Rombie.
He's
I'll put
great.
my number again in the chat.
Oh, he's great. There
He's
we go.
cool.
Perfect. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I have Sina. I hope I said that right. Is it Sina? Hi, Sina. How are you? Happy holidays. Where are you from?
Hi, how are you? I'm from Iran. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you, buddy. What's your question?
Spivey, I am deeply grateful. Dear Gary Spivey, I am deeply grateful to you and I love you. I am so happy to know you. It's currently 4 a.m. here in Iran, and I've barely slept for over 3 hours. I wanted to remind myself to be humble and selfless. I now ask both you and God for your swift recovery and a long life for Gary Spivey. I also pray that God bestows his utmost grace, mercy, and blessings upon dear Ms. Michelle, dear Mr. Dean, and all of you wonderful people who work so hard for these Zoom sessions. Thank you all so much.
I have a question for you. How can I make more money? I have always struggled with making money and still do. I have never had enough money. Perhaps it's better to say I've never had money at all. This issue has always been with me throughout my life. I cannot seem to earn, create, or attract money. I don't know if it's a financial block, karma, or something else. I want to earn a lot of money, a very large amount. Please help me. I might not understand most of what you say, but I will later use artificial intelligence to translate and understand it. So I apologize in advance.
Fine. What I see with you, you can ask these questions, and those are brilliant questions, by the way. Is it karmic? Is it karmic that you're destined for to not be rich, or to not be wealthy, or to not make money easy? Is it karmic? It can be. Sometimes it can be an energy that's projected from our lineage or from our parents or from our grandparents, or it can be. I'm clearing that from you. It's a certain dimension. And then when I did that, I saw your eyes open and I saw your head turn around and I got rid of a dimension. See how you got dizzy? You feel like that, right? And
Yes.
yeah, right. And so I just cleared that off of you. And so now you'll find it'll be easier, and I see a golden road, a golden brick road, and you're right in the center of it. And so you did have a bunch of old energies that were attacking you and messing you up. And
Yes.
so and now you'll find things will work pretty easy for you. Yeah. Really simple. There we are. Good questions. Great
Thank
questions.
you. Thank
Yeah.
you very much.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, thank you. Anything else? Your question is about you need more love. Love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. There you go. Now, I just see lots of love. I see beautiful golden hearts coming down. And with these golden hearts will bring you a luck with love. So there you go. You're good. Thumbs up, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank you
good
very
luck.
much.
Good luck. Happy days all around.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Happy holiday.
Same to you.
You know when he said thank you? You know when he said thank you, Michelle? Could you feel this crazy warmth?
Yes.
Energy?
Yes.
That's because he meant it.
I know. I feel it.
You can feel it in your chest when he says it.
I love him.
Yeah. When you say thank you, and you feel it. You feel it. Right. Thank you.
He's connected to the feeling, not just a thought in the head. He's connected.
Yeah, not just something in his head. Yeah. No. And so when you guys tell...
Please ask you and Claire and mom and brother, my father and sister, in any mention, please.
Right. There, better. Good. See? Head's better. Quieter. Good. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, hey, thank you, Sina.
Thank you.
I hope you go to sleep and have a good night. Oh, he hasn't slept in a while, so. Oh, those are nice. The heart.
People go through. Thank you guys for staying up to talk to me. It's very sweet of you. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Gary.
Good job, Gary. Thank you so much. Okay, I have Lionel. Lionel, thank you so much for being so patient. Happy holidays. And where are you from?
I'm calling from the Navajo Reservation.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for choosing me. Appreciate it.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Thank you for the ring. The blue ring. This is the blue ring I wear all the time. Lionel made me that.
Yeah, it really stands out with your attire, Gary.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
That shade of blue.
What's your question, buddy?
Yeah, my question is actually pretty much related to the other guy. I think his name was Ronvi. Mm-hmm. I spoke to you, I think it was towards the end of summer. Okay. And it was regarding my job. I was contemplating on quitting. And you told me not quite yet, because you said that you saw some wads of money coming my way.
Yeah.
And I think that actually happened.
Good.
I made some pretty major jewelry sales. And actually, my boss, of all people, bought some pretty good-sized chunks of jewelry. So it was a good idea to stay. So therefore, you were saying that after the money situation, you said that you saw a better chance of me leaving my job thereafter. I just wanted to see how you feel about how does that feel right now? Because going back to the other guy, I just feel a lot of negative projections from my coworkers. It's getting overwhelming.
That's a part of what's happening on Earth, and it's more the macro than the micro. In other words, it's kind of the energy field on the whole planet, and that's happening, and you're just kind of caught up in it. Let me try to pluck you out of it, okay? And so to where you don't have to feel it so strongly, and so there we go. It's not hard for me to do. Yeah, because it becomes overwhelming. I get it. You know, there we go. Because if you stay for a minute more, I still see benefit to keeping it, you know, to keeping the job. And so there we go. Now then, feel your sinuses open. Your head got dizzy. You got light all over. You feel your face is a little warmer. Your feet are a little tingly. There we go. There we are. There we are. Now you can breathe better. Feel how you can breathe better?
There we go. Okay.
That feeling. Yeah. I cleared all that mess off you. That was just their negative projections. They had a bunch of crazy negative projections, and you're energy sensitive. You're also, you know, being Indian, you're energy sensitive. So you can feel all this stuff. You know, you're empathic, you're empathing and feeling negative as well as positive. And so now that I got your vibe to raise real high, your head's kind of warm up in here. Your head's
okay.
See, you can feel it. The top of your head's kind of warm. And so there, I just floated you up to raise your vibe to a high vibration where you won't even feel the low vibration now. There.
Okay. On my way to work, I try to use my spiritual gifts to clear my coworkers.
Good.
And there was a message. I don't know if it was just my thought or if I really heard the message, but On my way to work, there was a thought that came to mind, and it said that the messages that we're giving you, don't just take them lightly. What was that? Was it just the message?
Okay, the messages that we're giving you, tell me the rest of it. You broke up for a minute.
Don't just take them lightly.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was accurate. And in other words, like they give you messages and you know, you're maybe not taking it as serious as what they want you to. And so I get those messages sometimes where they are like, well, you know, what's wrong with you? Why don't you pay attention? Or why aren't you taking this more serious? And so I feel like that you have a lot of incoming messages that are going to guide you to you know, I get a vision of a slot machine and it just paying off.
Okay. I still leave my job though? How does that feel?
Not quite yet. You know, it just feels like, you know, you're still there and there's the reasons, and you end up in a real easy, lazy position there if you want it. And so that feels really good to me.
You know, okay.
So whatever that is, instead of it being a, you know, hard work or pain in the butt work, it's easy. So
okay.
It's almost like you get paid for nothing. So
yeah, I feel like my boss kind of has a little bit of confidence in what I do. I don't know if that's.
I think your boss is so used to working with difficult people that he's so happy to be with you because you're nice. So he just likes you, and so your boss. He likes you, which is great. And he should. Everybody should.
Gary, Kinch is going to have a mammogram. How does that feel towards the end of next month?
I think it's good. Yeah.
Everything looks okay?
Feels all right. Yeah, just feels good. Anyway, got to go. They're screaming.
Okay.
Anyway,
thank you, Gary. You, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, lots of love. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy holidays. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Lino.
You too. Appreciate
have a great
you.
Holiday.
Happy holidays. Oh, such a good guy.
Yeah.
I like him too.
I like everyone.
Everybody.
Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Gary. Okay. I have Lavender. Lavender, beautiful girl. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm doing terrific. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's your question?
So, first of all, happy belated birthday, Gary. We share the same date of birth.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I hope your leg's feeling better.
It is. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm kind of stuck in this weird position where I'm trying to move away from someone, but it's like they keep up pulling me back and it looks like a twin flame journey, but I'm not sure what it is. I just want to get away from it because it feels like it's kind of stopping me to move ahead in life, to meet my actual soulmate, or I don't know, maybe I'm thinking too much, but I've never been so angry. Right now, I just feel angry and mad looking at this person. We don't talk, there's no connection, or if there is, I'm missing that out. It's like we don't like to see each other, we can't stand each other, but we're not able to pull away. It's like I do cord cutting and then for a tiny bit, it's fine. And then it's look like something pulls us back together. So I want to get past this. It's been going on since more than a year and it's kind of a painful situation. It does not let me focus at work. It's not letting me move ahead in life. It's like I'm stuck in kind of a loop somewhere.
Let me see what I can do. I think there's a connection that is still magical between the two of you. And you're not acknowledging that really. And so it might be something you have to really explore a little further. And then it feels like that you get it. And so it doesn't feel like a zero, you know. It feels like there's something to this.
This person is a narcissist and I don't know, it's funny. This is my second twin flame probably who's a narcissist. No respect for women. It's like, I just can't tolerate that attitude where you don't want to communicate, you don't want to talk, but you expect me to come and talk all the time and a woman should apologize every time. So a lot of like attitude issues. I don't know, it could be my perception of seeing things, and I might be wrong, but this is what is coming across from this person. So I don't know what it is. Is it like a past life karma? I have to learn something?
Not necessarily. I can't really say that, you know. It feels like to me it's more this life, you know. And so, but it does feel like there's a true connection that you're not at the end of yet. So you're just not at the end of this movie. You know, you would like for it to be at the end of the movie in a way. And in a way, you would like the movie to last forever. Pick or choose a real path. And so I think part of it is you're not choosing your path. And so, but part of it is too, that you haven't lived the movie out. Sometimes you get connected to people and you just have to hang out until the movie ends, right? And, or not. Sometimes the movie changes and it becomes a nice movie. So I'm just saying you're not at the end of this one. And so, but not right now.
If this movie does not come to an end, he's not the hero of the movie anyway. And I'm looking for my hero now. It's been the longest while.
But now you're defining what you really want. And so now you'll see it'll show up. I feel different when you said that. You see? Define to heaven what you really want. Let it show up. That's all you got to do. That's how you manifest. So cool. part of your being stuck in this is you were stuck in your head. You see? So you got to get unstuck in your head and you'll find out it'll just sing ahead. That's what I see. Good luck. Good luck. I know it's a little all over the place, but you were all over the place. And so you'll find now then it'll work a little easier. Good luck. I lit it up. I put a lot of light on it. Oh God. Anyway, Michelle, Dino, thank you guys for tapping in. Thank you guys for being here. And call me up 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. And I am starting to do some private readings again. And thank you guys for praying for my foot to get better. And it's getting better, which is great. And be a part of my Enlightenment Club, which includes the energy clearings and all the master classes. And so we'll be doing a lot more of those real soon. Just all you have to do, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. And I appreciate you guys a lot. I'll see you on Wednesday, which we do our energy clearing. And those are pretty powerful these days. Those are really good. Michelle Dean, what am I forgetting? I'm forgetting. I know you guys were with the monks in Las Vegas. How was that?
Oh my God.
That was amazing.
Yes. We have so many gifts to give you, Gary, because we had so many people come visit and everyone wanted to say happy birthday. So happy belated birthday. We're going to try to come visit you so we could give you all the gifts too.
Geshe, the older one, that monk, he sends all of his blessings and prayed for your leg to get the heal. And he said they wish they could see you, but they will definitely see you when they're back in the United States next year because they're going to your house and visit.
Yes, so they're going to your house.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, good. Yeah. They come to their house guests. I love it.
Yes.
Can you imagine waking up? You got Tibetan monks laying around all over the place. That's pretty crazy, right? That's so good. I have to mention, I had such a great time. Let me go to Terry real quick. Let me go to Terry Mahoney. I had such a great time with Terry. It was my birthday. It was just really fun. It was really good, you know.
Oh, what's
Terry's iPhone?
And thank you to everyone that came to Vegas to help support. It was really nice.
I can't find her.
Oh, you can't find her? You can't find Terry?
Terri.
No, she's not in.
I don't see her, Gary.
You see her?
I seen her a minute ago.
Let me see. Maybe she got off. Let's see.
Oh, there she is. iPhone.
I see her. I see her. Okay, I got her.
Okay.
There you go.
She changed the name to iPhone.
Hi. So you're iPhone now, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm good. I miss you.
I miss you, too. You were talking about life was rough. I'm like, yeah, it was really rough hanging out with Gary. Sorry, you guys. I had it good. Oh, my God. I got to meet some people. I love the painting behind you.
Thank you. Isn't that great? Freddie did that's a really good job.
Yes.
Those are the horses in New Orleans that pull the carriages.
Yes.
It's fun, though. We had a really good time, right?
Yes, we did.
I had a really good time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much I was just thinking, I sent you out a little card, a thank you card. And I was just thinking, man, there's nobody I know more hospitable than you. I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
It was nice.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I had fun. Thanksgiving was great. Everything is great. Thank you so much. Just wanted to send you a lot of love, honey.
Thank you so much. Tell Freddie and Ruben and Lance that I said hello.
Okay, you just did.
Okay.
Yeah, Freddie's laughing. He's right there. Good, good, good. Thanks, honey. Big kiss to you. Big kiss.
Oh, you also. Bye, you guys. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Love you, Terry. Miss you.
Hi, Judy. Hey, Michelle, if I send you money for that gentleman, can you give it to him?
For Jeremy, yes.
Can I Zelle it to you and then you'll figure out how to get it to him?
Absolutely. He has Cash App. And a matter of fact, Jeremy, I just sent you $25 from Pollyanna Jameson, who sent it to me through Zelle. So whoever wants to send it to me, I'll just send it to Jeremy.
All I have is Zelle and he can't accept that right now. So yeah, he'll get together with you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Got it. Thank you. We appreciate everyone that's helping. Thank you, Terry. We love you.
Love you too. You're the Bye. Best.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Aww. Big kiss, big kiss. Happy holidays, everybody. I love you. Thank you for tuning in to Tapping In. And I appreciate you so much. I'll be here Wednesday doing energy clearing. And there's a lot of new stuff going on, a lot of new stuff happening with this number one heaven. And so we'll see what that all is as it opens up to me. I'll tell you about what I see. And so I saw it was really great. We went through some great things tonight with Dwayne and the different guys who were getting these particular gifts. You guys were able to piggyback, I hope, off of those gifts with Aaron. And so because they really were magical and they really make a big difference. When the heavens open up to a particular dimension or a particular group of spiritual gifts, be there and be wide open and let them come to you. And so that's what's happening now from this first heaven. And I see all you guys, I hear all you guys got it. So can't get better than that. I heard all you guys got it. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll see you real soon. Talk to you soon.